Hi, hey, welcome to Supernatural Doorways, or Doorway of the Supernatural. We are glad that you joined us. We've been talking about, last 2 or 3 weeks at least, about the discerning of spirits, how that we can operate in it, and why do we need it? Just by finding out the types of spirits, being able to discern, the word discern means that we're able to recognize, Rob. It means that we're able to be aware of, awaken to, and it does carry with it really an ability to see that spirit. And so we're talking about the discerning of spirits, and Rob Kennedy is with me today, and so he's going to be co-hosting. In other words, he keeps me on track, and he fills in all the right blanks. So he's gonna be with us today. Now, before we go into it, we've got a couple of miracles to show you that have taken place right in Ottawa, Ohio, in a service that somebody put together, Bill and Linda Fast, I believe, and you're going to see these miracles take place. So let's go into the miracles. I believe they're going to build your faith and encourage you. So let's see the miracles now. Hallelujah. How you doing, young man?
I'm good, thank you.
Oh, good. Hallelujah. Is that your wife? Going to be. Does she know that? Have you asked her?
I have.
You did. You used to play basketball?
No, I'm not that good.
Really? You're not athletic?
I play soccer.
Soccer? Yes. Really? And you played soccer for how long?
Since I was about 8.
And what foot and calf did you hurt?
What foot? My right ankle.
Ah. But you're okay.
I still play on it, but it hurts.
Yeah. Okay, stand your foot. Stand up, stand to your feet. What did they say about that?
It'll be permanent.
It'll be permanent? You have pain in it right now?
A little bit.
Okay. You took off running, would you have pain?
Yeah, well, yes. But I'll still run.
How about if you didn't have pain when you took off running?
That'll be bad. That'll be very good.
You think maybe God would have touched you? Step right out here. They say it's permanent. I say it ends right here. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God, hallelujah, I loose the working of miracles into this foot, this ankle, reconstruct the bone, God, the nerves, in the name of Jesus. God, I loose the working of miracles. I command all this pain, this restriction, come out of his foot in Jesus Christ's name. Amen and amen. Now, I want you to run around that sanctuary here and come right back here.
All the way around.
Yeah, just take them right up through there and right down through there.
Yeah, right.
All right, go. Hallelujah. All right. Well, now tell me what do you got?
It's getting good.
Huh?
There's no pain.
No pain. Good. No more pain.
No more pain.
There you go. God bless you. Hallelujah. Here. And praise God. Now, hallelujah. This was a... Tell us what took place here.
Well, I had a number of surgeries. In 2015, I had 3 surgeries. Some a bit personal, but I've had some surgeries. And I had a lot of nerve damage in my leg, and I wasn't able to put too much pressure on my leg when I was walking, and I've been in and out of the hospital since 2015.
Wow.
For pain.
So today, I remember we prayed.
Yes, we prayed. And now I was walking in my house right now without the cane.
And so, well, come on, shout hallelujah.
Went to Harvey's,
hallelujah.
Well, doesn't hurt.
Doesn't hurt. Well, come on, somebody. Shout hallelujah. Thank you for coming back and giving your testimony. Praise God. Hallelujah. Isn't that marvelous? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, you know that God is still doing miracles, and God is not just doing it through one individual. He's doing it through the body of Christ, and that's why the gifts of the Spirit are given. Remember that Jesus said, the works that I do, you shall do also. So, in other words, Jesus is telling us that the same Spirit that he's been accompanied with, that he has been filled with, is the same Spirit that you and I are filled with when we receive the infilling of the Holy Ghost. Now, some would say, well, you know, but I got it when I got born again. But, you know, Jesus was born of the Spirit, which is a work, but then he was filled with the Holy Ghost, which is a receiving. So there are two different things, and but we're not talking about that. So let's go to Rob, 1 Corinthians. You already look, you have, man, you... Boy, you read my mind. I know you did. Go ahead from verse 7 down through 11, please.
Yes. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, and to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, and to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another divers kinds of tongues, and to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will.
So we are talking about the discerning of spirits, which I think it's paramount that we as believers, especially believers with children, and because we are in the world and, you know, we are surrounded by, you know, demonic powers and demons and all types of personalities, that if we are not able to discern these, Rob, be aware of them, be awakened to their presence, or be able to recognize their activity, then what we can't do is we cannot respond rightly.
Yeah.
So, you know, if a child has a, well, let's go to a Proverbs 16 and 18, Rob. And this has to do with a haughty spirit.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you have children, you're going to have each child has a different type of spirit that is accompanied to them. And that spirit is not bad. That spirit needs to be ruled and trained. And so if you can, a man that rules his spirit, then he's going to be blessed and prosperous. Yeah. But a man whose spirit rules him, then he's always going to be in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 14th chapter that the spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. In other words, we can have decisions to resist the movement or the manifestation of a spirit.
Yeah.
Whether it's vocal, whether it's you know, behavioral, we have the ability not to give place to that as believers. Now, once a man is or a sinner and he's possessed or bound, he loses that right. Excuse me. So, but we as believers, Rob, we can resist that.
Yeah,
and we can train it.
Yeah.
We can recognize when it's going to rise up. We can recognize its characteristics and so forth.
Yeah.
But read that right there in Proverbs.
Yeah, it says that...
18 through 19.
Yeah, 18 to 19. So pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Better it is to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud.
Now we have two types of spirit. We have a humble spirit, which would simply mean that they follow instruction, they respond to words, commands, not because they're weak, but because it's a type of spirit that they have.
Yeah.
And a humble spirit can be broken. A haughty or a spirit of arrogance, there's nothing about being confident in yourself. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But when you get arrogant about it, and everybody else is less than you, or something of that nature, then we're going to have problems.
Yeah.
You would have to, if you was a parent, you would have to correct these two children entirely different. Entirely different.
Yeah.
You would have to think of a way to talk around this arrogant spirit until your child recognized this is a prideful spirit. Yeah. I put people down. I'm critical of what other people do. I'm constantly judging them, picking out their weaknesses and dominating them. Until he gets to that point, there's going to be a way that you're going to have to speak to that child, and God will give you a word, and God will give you wisdom how to do that, in order, even, Rob, to correct that child, and to get his attention enough that he can function in life until he sees what's going on. And so every spirit, like a humble spirit, we have to understand that, okay, they're going to be open to command. They're going to be submissive. They're going to be easily made to help, brought in alongside. They're going to be involved in lots of things. And what we have to watch when you have an arrogant spirit and a humble spirit in a house is that the humble spirit will be easier to work with. So what we do, we can almost get into the point that we show favoritism because there's no resistance. I don't have to think about talking to this child, that child, gee-many, great, I don't know I have enough brains today to deal with him. Well, people don't believe or don't recognize that, Rob, so they think that doing something for every child is a way to do it, and it's not.
No, it's different. Yeah.
I've had people come and say, you know, we kept having a problem with our son. He just, no, I'm not doing it. He wouldn't even get dressed. Come on. So then what they did, they discovered that, you know what, he's a pretty independent spirit.
Yeah.
And so what they did was say, they lay out three outfits and say, okay, choose the outfit you want to wear.
Yeah.
Then he'd choose it, and he'd be fine.
Yeah.
But when you tried to push him into something, he just he just set his heels down. But these people found out that, you know what, he's a strong-willed child.
Yeah.
So instead of saying, you're going to bed in 5 minutes, say, hey, you got 5 minutes. What do you want to do in 5 minutes? Then we're going to head for bed.
Yeah.
What do you want before you go to bed? What do you want to do?
Yeah.
You know, well, I want to ride your back up chair. Okay. All right. Come on, Mom, get up. Jump on her back and, you know, take her up.
Yeah.
And take care of him, honey. Come back down. We'll finish the movie. But but he's going to have to be handled differently.
Yeah.
You know, you have three options. I'm going to whip you. I'm going to put you in a corner. Or I'm going to ground you. Which one you want?
Yeah.
Now, mine would be beat me and get it over
get
with.
Over with, yeah.
But some kids don't respond to that. And so these types of spirit, Rob, are in people's houses, and they need to realize and they need to recognize them, because sometimes even adults will have an arrogant spirit or a humble spirit. But if you don't recognize that, you'll think that the man is being boastful. And he's not being boastful.
Yeah.
He has that spirit for a purpose.
Yeah.
He has it for a purpose.
Yeah.
And so if we don't recognize the spirit, number one, we can't train that child.
Exactly.
And God has given us as parents, we have wisdom. We have our gifts and callings, and they are not against your children's gifts.
Yeah.
They really work with your child's gift, because God knows the beginning, knows the end from the beginning. So he knows what child, and he knows the iron, he knows the intensity of the fire, he knows all of that, and what he does is he equips a parent to develop that gift.
Yeah, that child was given to that parent for a reason.
You're right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not by chance that they are, man, oh, man, kid, where did you come from? Yeah. You ain't born of my city. But, and when we find that, then what we do, Rob, we can become instruments of help to our children and to the gift.
Yeah, that's good. To enable them and unlock their potential.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Because you know, when Paul seen the gift on Timothy with the presbytery, they were able to impart things to him because they saw the call on his life. They discerned that, you know what, this is a young man he's going to pastor.
Yeah.
They discerned that spirit. Yeah. Paul discerned that, you know what, I discerned that there's a level of faith in you that came from your mother and your grandmother, and now it's in you.
Yeah.
So they discerned this type of spirit, and then what they were able to do, they mentored. Paul said, okay, I want you to come with me. And he mentored Timothy. He became his, as it were, his son, his spiritual son, or son in the faith.
Yep.
But Paul raised Timothy out of that. And what he was able to do is take his prophetic office, which is rigid, you know, throw the man out and give him over to that devil. That'll teach him a chance.
So, him to Satan.
Right, and that was what God would have had him do.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've already judged, even though I'm not there, I'm just telling you, this is my way and this is the or the highway. And so, but he had that black and white, but he was able to teach and mentor a pastoral, compassionate, understanding gift, and they were able to, because of recognizing this is a call, they could lay hands on him and impart certain gifts. Exactly. They could impart something because the office entitled them to those activities of those gifts.
That's good, especially because, you know, like you said, Paul was this black and white, very in your face, and Timothy obviously was timid, and you know, he tells him not to fear, you know.
Oh yeah, he's got take a little wine for your stomach ache. He's a warrior.
He's
buddy.
Worrying. He's carrying the burdens.
Yeah,
he's,
you know, you're right.
Soft, gentle. You
know,
you can see that with him, and that's the pastoral heart, I guess, just being needed to be shaped and mentored.
Yeah,
and you know, they recognize that, and that's good. I mean, he tells them he has to wage a warfare according to the prophecies.
Yes. So
don't get weak. And,
right. And he's calling him, look, you got to be strong when you're fighting the fight.
Yeah.
There are things to fight for. There are things not to fight for.
Yeah.
But a pastor so many times just lays down and becomes a part of the asphalt.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so things go wrong and they don't confront him. Look. We'd rather have a bunch of rebellious goats than to have an orderly church. And you just got to put, I'd tell people, come on, get rid of them goats.
Yeah.
Oh, man, well, you know, I believe in God. I believe God that they'll get butchered and roasted and eaten by the natives or something. Hallelujah. But goats are not for the house of God. And if they are, milk them, shave them, then move them on. Hallelujah. Don't let them stay with the sheep.
And neither are wolves.
That's right. And wolves. Yeah. You're right. So,
but can see that parental part, like you're talking about a parent discerning this, the child.
And Paul
he's
relates
a spiritual it. Father.
My son,
yeah.
Timothy, my son in the faith.
Yeah.
So, but he had to recognize those gifts. And so many times, I think, Rob, that when we have gifts and callings of God, that we let people tell us what they want to do and all that, and which is great. I don't mind people telling me that, but I can only join myself to the ones that God reveals to me.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't have confidence in what somebody else tells me they're going to do or what God has called them to do. You know, I guess I've had dozens and dozens. Here's my card. I'm an apostle. Okay, where'd you go? Well, I don't have a church or anything, but I'm an apostle. Do you go to church anywhere? No, I don't go to church anymore. So in other words, you just want to be Lord over everybody else and not do nothing.
Yeah,
and you know, I'm a prophet. Oh, okay, all right. So I've just come, and maybe I could have a place to preach. I'd say, you're a prophet, and you don't know, then I'm not going to let you.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know that you're going to be turned. Come on. And
God didn't reveal that to you.
Right, there you go. That's like calling the psychic line. Well, who is this? I'd say, well, if you don't know, I got the wrong number. I mean, what is wrong with people? Jiminy.
That's good.
I told Lincoln we was going by a pomerator in a psychic place one time, and I said, hey, Lincoln, call them. And he said, what for? I said, oh, just call them. I'll prove something to you. So he calls them, and please leave your number. I said, see, she wants to tell you your future, but she didn't even know that you were going to call.
Yeah.
And why do you have to give her an answering machine? Why she got to have a number on it? Don't you think that she could pick that up by just putting the answering machine on her head? I said, Lincoln, you cannot believe those people. They're liars.
Yeah.
And I said, they got devils in them.
That's right.
And if you have that, you can get set free.
Yeah.
But you do need to get set free of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Clairvoyant, what is that?
Yeah.
Somebody headed for hell. That's what a clairvoyant is. Yeah. You can define it any way you want. But let's look at Proverbs 29:23, Rob.
All right.
So we're talking about these discerning of spirits and how every child has a different spirit, but God has given them, you could call it their nature. You could call it many things, but it is the spirit that is influential in their life, over their behavior, their emotions, and so forth. And it's important that we realize that God has given us these things, or we'd all be the same.
Yeah.
And you know, who wants the same?
Yeah.
We don't want the same.
Now, Pastor, do you think, real quick, do you think that oftentimes I've seen this, that the spirits can mimic one another? And that's why it's critical to have discerning of spirits.
Yes.
Pride can act humble.
Yes.
And then the humble can put on pride for a facade to cover up their weakness. You know, and you can just see that.
And it's more so on the other. Pride would put on
false humility.
False humility, but really never be submitted to the truth or to correction or instruction.
Exactly.
Or they would sit and say, yes, I see that. Okay, Pastor. And they go right back out. And now, be with the prideful spirit, they have added a spirit of spreading a rumor or repeating a matter.
Yeah, that's true.
So, you have to be able.
Mimic each other.
And, yes.
They do.
And we have to be able to discern. And that, because the devil can come at as an angel of light.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so I think that it's important that these gifts are active in our life.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's the next verse there, Rob?
A man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold the humble in spirit.
Now think of that. A man's life can be ruined by a prideful spirit.
Yeah.
So we have to be able to develop, to mold, to break that to the point that it becomes an asset instead of
a
hindrance.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
And Paul was, if you listen to him, he would say things and then he'd say, now I'm only boasting like this because you put me in this spot.
Yeah.
In other words, Paul's saying, I'm just talking my mind and this is how I feel.
Yeah.
But then he says, I'm only doing this because you have challenged me.
Yeah.
You have put me in this place that I've got to raise up and I've got to take back this prideful spirit, that thought that, nothing I do is wrong, and Jesus had to correct me. I thought I was fighting for God and I was fighting God, but I got that corrected.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm willing to do anything God wants me to do. I'll become all things to all men.
Yeah.
But you men need somebody that is going to just tell you what to do.
Yeah.
And so he took that on. But that wasn't always his nature.
Yeah.
Because his nature was that, the more I love you, the more that I'm despised and hated.
Yeah.
And so he was a transformed man.
Yeah.
And he did have a spirit of love. And he was willing to do all things for all men, become whatever a man needed for him to become, that he might preach the gospel to him.
And he carried the burden of the church.
Yes.
His heart was crushed oftentimes by
In 2 Corinthians 11 chapter says, I've got all these things going on in my life. And one of them is I'm buck naked and I ain't got no food and have no place. I've been thrown in the ocean, cast on the banks of the sea. And besides all that, then here come the churches.
Yeah.
Like as if life is not enough, then he has the care of the churches.
Yeah.
Let's go to Proverbs 17:27, Rob. And we're going to kind of wrap this different types of spirit, and there are all types of them, but we're just dealing with certain ones today.
Yeah. He that hath knowledge spareth his words, and a man of understanding is an excellent spirit.
Is an excellent spirit.
That's good.
In other words, when we talk about excellence, what would you think that excellence is?
I think excellence would be to do something at the best of your ability for the best way that it can be done. So using all of your strength and talent, but for, and choosing the best path, the best, the best right. way for it to yeah. be done. Yeah, accomplished.
And that's just what yeah. leads us to excellence.
Yeah. yeah.
But people that don't have an understanding project a confused, yeah. a disconnected, mm-hmm. raveled ends, and it looks like they're just scatterbrained.
Yeah. yeah.
But a person that gets understanding, and that means that a man that understands the type of spirit he has, that he can rule yeah. his spirit,
yeah.
and that he understands that, you know what, emotions are involved, so he doesn't become active or responding because the wrath of man or the emotional responses of man
yeah.
do not work righteousness. It shuts God down.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And how we understand other people.
Yeah.
It's important yes. that we understand that these are people.
Yeah.
I expect certain things out of people, but I always recognize the padding is they're just human.
Yeah.
They're people. they're in transition. They're the most valuable thing on planet Earth.
Yeah.
And God is working with them. They just aren't a finished product.
Yeah.
And I can't look at where they're at. I need to make sure that where they're at doesn't affect me, because if it affects me, it determines where I'm at.
Yeah, that's good.
And if somebody that is doing something or has a different type of spirit and it affects me, then I understand that I'm not in control of my
yeah.
spirit. I'm not in control of my emotions. And I haven't grown in love enough.
Yeah, that's true. Listen,
if you're offended, if you're put off with people, if you're quick to be hurt, whatever you want to,
yeah.
you know, those just... I think those are just foolish
yeah.
little words that people give you.
Yeah.
Jesus never said, well, I got hurt, Peter.
Yeah.
Peter never said, I've been hurt. John never said, I've been hurt. Paul never said, I've been hurt. Only New Testament, only today Christians say that, because somebody wanted a message. Say, you know, we're here. If you've been hurt, I know God's going to heal you. Oh, get over yourself.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not trying to be mean, but listen to me. You're a part of the family. And, you know, people get hurt. What do they do? They throw God out the window.
Leave the church.
Throw the other person out the window. Don't yeah. throw God out the window. Yeah. Throw the person out the window and go to prison and serve your time and come back out and tell us how great a ministry you had in jail.
Yeah.
You know what? Listen, you need to be big enough to take whatever the world and the church throws at you. We are a family.
Yeah. yeah.
And you know what? I don't know about your family, but my family is not all that smooth. They're
going to give you plenty of opportunities to be offended.
Yeah, you're right. But you yeah. can't disown your family. You no. can't change your last name. I guess you could, but you're still going to be who you are because it's in your blood.
Well, you'll never survive the ministry if you're offended at every opportunity.
And you're never going to be used.
No, you won't be used by
You're God. Never going to be used. But the disciples, when they were abused and hurt
yeah.
because they know it didn't receive, they came out with stripes on the back. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
yeah. Wouldn't you like to have a church full of those guys?
You know, I've heard said, Pastor, that pastors or anyone in ministry, they need to have three things. They need to have the mind of a scholar, the heart of a child, and the hide of a rhinoceros.
There you go.
So yeah, the only way you're going to make
yeah,
it.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. You know, but, you know, the word hurt isn't even in the Bible.
Yeah.
I guess you could say, well, a wounded spirit. I yeah. understand that.
Yeah.
But you know what? It should take a lot to wound us.
Yeah.
And we're just going to get wounded by words. Yeah.
And most people are offended, and they don't even, you know, and the offender doesn't even know that they offended them.
Right.
So that's usually
yeah.
how it is. It's, it's a one-sided issue.
Yeah, and there are, and here's the thing. If you're offended on purpose,
yeah.
then there's a reason for the offense of the offender to come.
Yeah.
But if you are offended and the offender had no intent or motive or any knowledge of it, that's your problem.
Yeah.
Why are you offended? Why are you offended? Because things didn't go your way? That's self-centeredness. That doesn't mean you're offended. It means you didn't get your way.
That's
yes, that's yeah. two-year-old.
Yeah.
That's nursery stuff.
Yeah.
Amen. Remember, we are like hardened soldiers of the cross.
Yeah.
That's what we are. And okay, Rob, let's look at Proverbs 25:28.
All right, 25:28. It says, "He that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls."
That's broken down. Yeah. Think that if we don't help our children, it's like a city with a broken wall.
Yeah.
You cannot keep enemies out.
No. Nope.
No matter how much you put around that, you cannot do it.
No. Yeah.
You know, I watch these old sword movies and spear movies and pouring hot oil on people and all. Oh, you're just a sadist. No, I'm not. I realize it's not hot oil, and that it's just a movie. And but I love that kind of stuff. But what they're trying to do is breach
a wall.
If they're trying to get a hole, they're trying to find out, where can we get in? Can we go in through a sewer? Can we go in through a wall? Can we get over the wall? I mean, I've seen them in the movies put people in them catapults. My word, I don't want to be the first load goes over that way. But when you are able to breach a city like that, then there is no stopping what is going to come through that hole.
That's it. And once the walls are breached, the city's overtaken.
The battle is over.
Yeah.
It is over. So we have to teach our children to understand themselves. We have to understand our children. And I think that we have to understand ourselves so that what people are doing do not enrage us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or cause us to act out of emotion.
Yeah.
And if we can rule that, Rob, then what we do is we come into an order of God, and God can use us.
Yeah.
And these are proving grounds. These are grounds where we discover ourselves, we discover our weaknesses. And no matter what type of spirit you have, it is useful and it is fruitful for the kingdom of God and for your life. And so we don't want to despise who we are or what kind we are, the attributes, the behavioral patterns that we have that come out of our spirit. What we want to do is we want to train them.
Yeah.
We want to rule our spirit and not let our spirit rule us.
Yeah, that's good.
So we've talked about the discerning of spirits. And now this next week we're going to talk about how do I change my spirit. You know you can change your spirit. Yep, and so we're going to talk about that next week, so make sure you tune in the next time we come together at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, a.m. Join us. I know you're going to be blessed. Rob, why don't you pray for the people and just ask God to activate this gift in their life.
Father, we just thank you, Lord, for the gift of the Spirit. Lord, we thank you for this gift, Lord, of discerning of spirits, Lord, to help us perceive and navigate and to live in the faith, Lord, by faith. So, Father, I just activate and release the discerning of spirits in your people, that the body of Christ might rise up and be able to assuage the powers of the evil one in this age. And that, Lord, even as your word says, in the last days that seducing spirits would come, that, Lord, we would have such a sharp discernment, Lord, that we would not be overcome or overtaken or overruled by any of those seducing spirits. So, Father, we activate, release, and just charge your people, Lord, to begin to see and to experience the things of the Spirit, Lord, by your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, we give you all the praise and all the honor and the glory. Amen and amen.
Amen. Hey, praise God. We'll see you on the next program. We're going to discover how to get a different spirit.
Amen.
All right, God bless you. Bye-bye.